Kavod Shabbos Kodesh, welcome back to Turn Friday into Erev Shabbos. Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos, Shabbos, Shabbos. It's been way too long, it's good to be back. Our Erev Shabbos, Shabbos party. Shabbos. I want to thank our Erev Shabbos sponsors. Dear friends, Mendy and Sipora Fishman, Christopher Chai, Yuchta Basibor Fredel, in memory of our brother Jonathan Sachs, Rabbi Yaakov Tzvi and David Aryeh. Big, big mazel tov to the Fishmans who are celebrating a simcha, a big chasna, a big wedding this coming week. Big, big mazel tov. It is almost Shabbos. A gittin Erev Shabbos to all. There is the siren that means Shabbos is coming and it is time to turn Friday into Erev Shabbos. Thank you so much for joining as we resume our Friday, turn Friday into Erev Shabbos. And I want to go back to Ravitcha Meyer Morgenstern, Bayam Derechecha, the forthcoming Sefer. It's a little excerpt of it on Shabbos. And he says the following: what is Friday really all about? What is Erev Shabbos really all about? It's about trying to channel and harness and cultivate and condition within ourselves a yearning, a longing, a desire, a drive for the light of Shabbos. Friday is different than any other day. Friday is no ordinary day of the week. Friday is Erev Shabbos. Shabbos is that oasis, it's that place of refuge. It is where we go. Now the truth is, we have had Yontif weekday, Yontif Shabbos, weekday, Yontif Shabbos, all the cute little videos and all the cute little comments about, is it Shabbos, is it weekday, can I go on my phone, can I not go on my phone? And this was the first week we've had a full week from one Shabbos to the other. And some people might say, I could use a little bit more weekday. I could use a little bit more of the Vach. But that's not the attitude of a Jew. For us, Shabbos. We long for and we live for Shabbos. Shabbos is when we disconnect and we turn off. Shabbos is when we restore. Shabbos is when we return. Shabbos is the very root of the word. Shabbos is Lashuv. It's to go back to our natural position, to go back to the way things are meant to be, to go back to relationships with Hashem, the people around us, and a relationship with ourselves. So says in Ravitcha Meyer the following: Kevin Shekoma Husava Ora Vekocha Shabbos Kodeshi Shehi Yom Shavo Hashem Yisbarach Mizgala Aleinu. So what is Shabbos? Shabbos is the day that we more intensely feel Hashem's presence in our life. Could daven a little bit slower. We can move a little bit slower. We have room to read, to think, to just be. We can experience, we can laugh, we can sing, we can play. The hustle and the bustle and the chaos, the worry, the anxiety of the week, there is no room, there is no time. Shabbos, we discover, we feel the presence of the Almighty more intensely. Our neshama is yesera. Our soul is more expanded, our soul is more on fire. We want to find that light. And Shabbos opens up the gate. Shabbos is the access point to see that light, to feel that light, to welcome that light. If that's the case, says Ravitcha Meyer, the very first thing that we need, so the very first thing that you need is to want Hashem. If you say, oh, it's Shabbos again, Nachama, I have to disconnect and turn off, again I've got to cook, again I got to sit through long shul and davening, again, or do we long, do we look forward, are we excited? Somebody who's spending time with children, with grandchildren, someone who has the opportunity to be together with family, do you say, I can't wait, I count down, I'm so excited? Or do you say, really, again I have to do this? Going out with one spouse, again we have to go out for dinner, we have to talk, we have to schmooze. The first step is l'ratzos. We have to create a ritzui, our desire. Do we have a drive? Do we have a desire? Do we have a longing? Do we value, do we cherish the opportunity, what Shabbos presents, to spend time with Him, with others, and with ourselves? Only the Jew who's looking and longing to find Hashem and wants to fill their life, we have to become a vessel to receive the light of Shabbos. We have to be in a position, we have to have the mindset or perspective, we have to learn to love Shabbos. Because if we don't, if we hesitate, and if we resist, if we are the opposite of excited, then Shabbos is never going to be something transformative. You can observe Shabbos. It doesn't make you a shomer Shabbos. you could technically, strictly be keeping the laws of Shabbos. You could avoid the 39 categories of creative labor of Shabbos, but that doesn't mean that you're tasting the taste of Shabbos. There are the laws of Shabbos, and there are the fragrances and tastes. There is the metaphysical experience of Shabbos. We can be transformed and elevated from Shabbos. There are two levels. We've said this countless times. That's what it means. That Shomer B'nei Yisrael Sal Shabbos, La'asos Sal Shabbos. On the one hand, you have to guard Shabbos. You have to be a Shomer Shabbos. We cannot violate the rules, the boundaries, the technical, legal components of Shabbos. But why? All of that is there, La'asos Sal Shabbos, to create Shabbos to be something that I taste, and something that I smell, and something that I experience, and something that I immerse myself in. It is a light we're drawn to. It's a light that illuminates our lives. We are excited. We are altogether different people. We put on that Shabbos ponim, p'nei Shabbos nekabla. We have a different face. We let go of the angst and anxiety and worry and the to-do, and we just are. We have a tranquility, and we have a peace. The Gemara says, "Ilu shomer shnei Shabboses." If only we'd keep two Shabboses. So some suggest it means the very same Shabbos. If we kept both components of Shabbos, if we kept both the technical, detailed laws, and we also kept the idea, the flavor, the tam of Shabbos. Hari kol mahusa l'zgalas orshem yizbaruch l'bitul abriya. Nebuch, how many people who are only shomer Shabbos, but they're not lasos the Shabbos? How many people can check off that they're not violating any of the technical rules, but there's no joy, there's no happiness, there's no excitement, there is no Shabbos atmosphere, Shabbos attitude. V'zusiba yikaris l'kach, sh'rab metovim l'margishim tam b'Shabbos kodesh. Says Rav Meir, this is why so many people, they've never tasted the taste of Shabbos. They don't have that excitement. Afilu shehem kein margishim tam b'moadim uvalim ra Torah. Maybe holidays do it for them. Maybe the rituals and ceremonies, maybe the intellectual exercise of the study of Torah does it. But what about just the institution of Shabbos, the concept of Shabbos, being immersed in Shabbos, the experience of Shabbos? Lahavdel, lahavdel, lahavdel. You know, one can drag someone to a ball game. Say, come with me. It's exciting. Let's go watch the basketball game, the football game, the baseball game. So a person can be dragged there and technically they find themselves sitting there and there's the other person who is so excited to be there. A friend of mine just texted me the feeling of when you walk through that tunnel and you smell the cut grass and you smell or see the vendors and the food that are being sold and the uniforms and the jumbotron, and it all comes together to create this excitement and this elevation. Lahavdil, lahavdil, for a person who likes sports, which we learned this week, my beloved Yankees, that's all stupid and narishkeit anyway, and I'm so happy they lost, and who needs to follow it? So lahavdil, lahavdil, person who walks through that tunnel into Shabbos and you smell the chicken soup and the challah and you taste the flavors of Shabbos and you are there. So there's the person who's dragged there against their will and technically they can check off, I was there. And there's the person who is smelling, who's imbibing, who has the tam. There's the person who has the light and who is illuminated by Shabbos. So many people don't, even when they find it in something else, because they don't know what Shabbos is. If there isn't that relationship, if you're not a fan of Hashem, if you're not rooting for His team, if you're not so excited to be there in that moment, you're just putting a check mark, you're just being Yotzei Zayin, you're doing the minimum, you're mailing it in, but you're not on fire, like Gilad says, you're not a Yid who is on fire, then you're not going to experience, you're not going to taste Shabbos. So maybe the davening does it, or maybe the learning of Torah does it. Maybe you are a lulav Jew, a sukkah Jew, a shofar Jew, a Chanukah Jew, a Purim Jew. But every one of us can and should be a Shabbos Jew. It is so core and so central. It is every single week. On Shabbos, we pull up the window shades. All week long, the shades are down. All week long, it's dark and damper. But Shabbos, we pull up the shades and we let the light in. And when the light comes in, it transforms a room. I am not a decorator, but talk to a decorator about the light in the east and the west and which side and the natural light and look how much light the room gets. Let the light in. All week long, the shades are closed. And then Friday, we pull them open. And Shabbos, the light of Hashem comes through. But you have to pull open the shades. If you leave the shades closed, if you only open them a fraction or a little bit, the light cannot come in. If we want to experience, if we want to welcome that light, if we want our lives to be illuminated by Shabbos, if we want our lives to revolve around, that the Shabbos informs and inspires and energizes the following week, and The Shabbos is the conclusion in which we capture and package and are transformed from our experiences of the previous week, then it's up to us to open the shades. There's the part of Shabbos that happens automatically. Like it or not, says Shabbos, here I come. But there's the other part of Shabbos that we have to create and we have to transform, that we bring in, and that time is right now. So until next time, my holy brothers and sisters, stay happy, stay healthy, and stay holy. The Kavod Shabbos Kodesh. Come on, put your hands together. Get pumped and excited. Shabbos is coming. Here comes that siren. Days are getting shorter and shorter. Gotta get readier, earlier and earlier. Did I just say readier? Gotta be ready earlier and earlier and on time. Wishing everyone the holiest and the happiest, the healthiest, and the greatest Shabbos. Shabbos, 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 here comes that siren, everybody. Have a great Shabbos.